At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome to the K-Top 10 Podcast. This is going to be a special episode, but first, announcements. We are still accepting donations, which can be done by clicking on the donate button on the sidebar of our website at ktop10.org. We still have various staffing positions open, so if you want to be a part of the family, you can check us out on our website through the Join Us tab on the sidebar. Do you have any products that you want to advertise through us, such as music, makeup, food, books, clothes, or those little keychains? Well, if you're interested, feel free to send us an email and we'll give you the details. So, for this episode, we had an online concert from Sessions that featured artists from Alexa, Blue, Wooa, GWSN, who is definitely not the same as JWSN, Lovelies, Gravity, and my favorite, Momoland. Jeremy, I, and Sunny attended the show from our bedrooms, and so we watched a lot. Oh, by the way, say hi to Jeremy.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Jeremy.
Jeremy and I are going to be doing this one live together, so you can pick out your favorite bias out of us.
Maybe I can make it work.
Perfect. So, Jeremy, how did you enjoy the concert? Like, was it your first concert? Was it your millionth one? How did you enjoy it?
This was actually my first my second online concert. It's like a little bit different because I wasn't really there for the whole thing, but I did see some of the artists. I think my first one was probably the Blackpink concert that they had a while back on YouTube. I think that was my first one.
So you watched it live? How did that one work? Like,
yeah,
people?
So I watched it live. So I have like some other friends who really like Blackpink. So then I was just there watching it with them online. We use Discord to stream it, but I think they allowed other people to stream it. So then we were just there watching it with him, and had like some other people there too. We're just talking about the songs. Talking about the concert and just like wow, like Rosé finally had like a solo song. We were talking about that when that happened too. So, yeah.
Ah, I got you, man. Wow. Well, for me, this is actually my first like streaming concert or concert in general. I've never actually been to one, and you know, it's pretty neat. It's pretty neat. You know, I got to enjoy it. Lovelies and then So On is what, because I actually missed the first two. But we get to, it was still fun, you know. I really enjoyed it, especially Momoland. So
yeah,
we'll get back to
I know you like that one.
Yeah, they got that shout out, didn't they? Alright, well, the first one was Alexa. I actually missed that one, but I do like the song Revolution, because she did play the Revolution, which I did enjoy. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it live. Breaks my heart. But did you watch that one, or did you
miss it? Then when I first joined, I totally forgot about it until like I was like, oh shoot, like I know there was something I was supposed to do today, and then I'm like, oh yeah, that's right, the concert. And then by the time I got on, it was more towards like the ending of Alexa, because I think there was like an intro with her and Kevin, and then they came into Alexa with her song. But I only caught like the tail end of the of her segment of Evolution. It's like the tail end of it, that's about it.
That's great, man. I missed that one, and unfortunately I missed Purple Woo-ah. Purple by Woo-ah. I'm getting into them, but Alexa Revolution was it's a good song. I really do like it. She's been out for a while, I think. I think she's been out for some time. She's American-born, I believe. I think she's from Oklahoma, if I remember correctly. So, are you a fan of hers? Do you listen to her?
I wouldn't say I'm a fan of hers. I would say I heard of her before, yes, but I don't really. I'm not really up to date with her.
You go check her out. She's pretty cool.
I first got to know Alexa when she appeared on Produce 48. I liked her visual and her performance, although I had my other bias at Produce 48. She's from Oklahoma and her father is Russian and her mother is Korean-American adoptee. And it is really special to find a solo K-pop artist who are not Korean. And I support her music and her performance. And now let's listen to her song, Revolution.
눈빛에 fire, 내 심장에 lion, yeah, yeah. 난 거칠은 다른, 넌 힘 얻은 iron, yeah, yeah. 두 개의 머리처럼 헤매는 널 마무리 지어준 난 한 번 더 reload the clip, reload the clip. 주인을 잃은 왕관 오직 하나, 내 모든 곳을 채우는 밤. This is the revolution. Cause big, big, 하민보리 그 안에 같이 No, no, stop until I get my freedom 나가두는 rules 떨쳐버려 모두 high Keep going to the day I die, yeah To the day I die, yeah 주인을 잃은 왕관 오직 하나 내 모든 곳을 채우는 밤 This is the revolution
Hi, welcome back. For the second one, we had Purple by Woo-ah. Did you watch that one or did you?
I watched a bit of it. I forgot because I know they with Woo-ah they played. I want to say like 2-3 songs. I forgot what they were, but when I heard it, I was like, man, I heard the song before, and I totally forgot about Woo-ah until they played it. I'm like, oh man, I'm probably gonna start listening to Woo-ah again. After that, so yeah, I think Oh yeah, with Purple. I think Purple is a pretty good song.
It is, you know, because I think they're new. I think they're quite recent. So I did like it a lot. I haven't picked out a favorite member yet because I haven't gotten to the point where I haven't figured out who's who yet. But I will pick. I'll let you know who my favorite one and I'm going to marry in the future. But you know, I did enjoy. I did miss that one. I want to hear what Sunny thinks about this.
When I first heard the group's name Ula, I immediately thought that it would be really, really difficult for their fans to search the group on Twitter, and I know this and I feel this because whenever I tried to search Lino of Stray Kids on Twitter, it is really hard for me to search him if I do not use the hashtag. Ula is a fairly new idol group as they debuted in 2020. Since one of the two CEOs of the company is from SM Entertainment and the other is from DQ, which is a choreographer team, the members' dance and performance level is really, really high, so please check their performance out. Here's Purple by Ula.
GWSN, who is not the same as JWSN.
No, it's
not the same. Do you know what it stands for? Because I don't either.
You know what? I forgot.
You forgot. Yeah. You know, it's something that we can always Google. Because JWSN stands for something, and I don't even know what it stands for. GWSN. I'm actually going to look it up right now, and we're going to figure out together what it stands for. Also known as Girls in the Park.
Girls in the Park.
But, yes, so... okay, so GWSN is Gangwon Sonyeon. Or Gangwon Sonyeon. Also known as Girls in the Park.
Okay.
I like that one. I think the other song they had was Bazooka. I really enjoyed Bazooka. I think it came out about 2019 or 2020 is when Bazooka came out. So So I do. They're one of those new groups that that I don't know who's who yet, but I will figure it out. So
I've heard of their group before. I forgot what song I like, because it's been so long, because I don't really follow too many new groups lately. I'm more of like a Twice and Blackpink fan, so I follow them a lot more than some of the newer groups, but...
Oh, really, man? Well, I don't have a life, so I got plenty of time to, you know, keep up with all of them, man. But I did enjoy Starry Night and all that. But what do you think Elizabeth thinks? Ooh, not her. Sunny.
So, the correct pronunciation of GWSN in Korean is Gwon Sonyeo, for which Gwon is park and Sonyeo means girls in English, so girls in the park. My bias in Gwon Sonyeo right now is Lena, and I especially liked her performance and her facial experience during the Pinky Star performance. Their songs are very dreamlike and mesmerizing. And now, let's listen to Starry Nights by Gwon Sonyeo.
Lovelies, I love them. Now, Lovelies is one of my favorites. I've been into them for, well, since they first came out. And Obliviate is one of my favorite songs. Favorite songs of 2020 podcast. And if I remember correctly, Obliviate was on my list. So what do you think of Lovelies?
Same as like all the other groups right now. Like I've heard of their names before. I might have listened or heard of like maybe like a song or two from them, but I'm not really well versed in them. Obliviate, I think I missed out on Lovelies during this concert. I think I was busy doing something else, but I think I missed Lovelies.
Oh man, you gotta get into them, man. You know, I do like them a lot. Like, all the songs are very, very good. I like the performance a lot too. I think they look so pretty in this one. You know, it was really fun. So what about you, Sudi? What do you think about this?
For me, Lovelies has a special place in my heart. If you liked K-pop since the early 2010s, then you probably have watched 당신은 나의 오빠, which is a reality show featuring Infinite and Yuzia of Lovelies. Of course, during that time, Yuzia was just a trainee of Ulim, but I liked her since then. And when she debuted as Lovelies, I started to like the group as well. And I actually met Yein and Sujeong at a slang shop in Hongdae by chance when I was chatting with my friends. So my friends and I got autographs of them, and they are really sweet and nice to us. When COVID-19 ends, I hope to get a chance to go to their concert. The songs that we are going to play is Obliviate by Lovelies.
golden child wannabe. I was jamming out to that in my car about 2 days ago. So I do like him a lot. I like the performance a lot. I'm not too familiar with who's who in the group at this point yet. I mean, I will figure it out eventually, and I might buy a t-shirt. So what about you, Matt? What did you think of the performance?
Same like with Lovely. Like, I've also missed this one. I've never really heard of Golden Child before. So I might want to check this one out later when we're done here.
Gravity. I was watching this one. I think it's on Instagram. I have a little video. I'm just staring at my computer screen watching those guys chit-chat amongst themselves. But My Turn by Gravity, I actually like that one. It was my first time listening to that song, actually, man. It's a pretty good song, not gonna lie to you, dog. It was a pretty good song. So how are you, man? What do you think?
Yeah, and also I've never heard of them before either. My Turn, I never heard of that one either. So what did you like from My Turn or from Gravity?
Well, I saw the first few acts on my phone while walking at a Target. I was in Target, I had my phone on, I was watching Lovelies, you know, with hearts, you know, with little hearts in my eyes and all that. And when I got home, Gravity was on, you know, like, I do like them, man. I got introduced to them about a year ago by the ex-girl who introduced me to them. it. I did enjoy it. It was fun listening to those guys. I threw in a bunch of shout outs. You were trying to get those guys' attention, like saying Baba Booey and this and that, but nobody responded.
You can't always win.
Can't always win, man, but it was pretty good, man. Momoland, oh my, I'm in love with him. Now, of course, one of my favorite members bailed out, which was Daisy, which breaks my heart. But at least Aheen and Nancy and Joey, they're all my favorites. You know, actually, I love them all, man. Boom Boom, Bam, incredible songs. Also, if any of y'all saw that part whenever they said, oh, we got a message, it says, love from Texas, yeehaw. Yours truly sent that.
I did. Yeah, that was me. I did see that. I think it came back when they were doing Bam. Or no, I think they were doing Boom Boom when I came back, and then I saw them do the shout out. I'm like, whoa, like from Texas? Like they really said that? Yeehaw! I was kind of surprised. I didn't know who wrote it, but I heard it. So I was like, oh, interesting.
Yeah, that was me. I was getting a little jealous, man, because they were doing a lot of shout-outs for California, this and that, California, yeah. California, California, man, like, come on, man, you know, you got Texas here.
Gotta show Texas some love.
Can't forget about us, Seth. Can't forget about us, Mary's from Texas. I really enjoyed that one because I'm a big Momoland fan. I have a big old poster of them in my room from the name of the album, the EP, or the one that Boom Boom came out of. It was called Great. It was called Great. Whenever they do it live and they do the Great, that was really, really, really fun, man. Do you have a favorite member?
No, I don't. But when I was kind of like keeping updated with them, I did hear a lot of Nancy. I heard a lot of people love Nancy. So then that kind of like grew on me a little bit too. I was like, all right, you guys love them. You guys love Nancy. All right, I think I'm gonna give Nancy a try.
She's a favorite, man. They're all my favorites. I'm particularly fond of Aheen. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I miss Aheen with her dark hair and bangs, but she's still great. I hope to make some more music after that, man. I think the most recent one was called don't you remember the Thumbs Up? No, not Thumbs Up. They came out with another one right after that one, but I don't remember it.
Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
AB6. Now, is that how you pronounce it, man? They're fairly new, maybe. I've listened to a few of the songs. Or song. I don't remember, actually. What did you think of AB6?
I also missed this one. I think I only saw Momoland, and then I kind of missed it afterwards. I got busy again. I'm not sure if that's how you say their name, too. But,
I'm going to pronounce it as AB66 or AB6.
I think it might be AB6.
Definitely correct me if you happen to know it.
Correct us.
Ricky Rook. Yes, I like them a lot. The performance was really fun. Listening to those guys chit-chat amongst themselves. It was very, very fun. You know, it was enjoyable to watch.
So how was Salute? How was the performance? Was it, like, energetic?
You know, typical. Bunch of hot dudes, you know, dancing around. I mean, you know. Typical one, but it was a pretty good song. I enjoyed it quite a bit, man. I'm sure they're gonna be the next BTS, right?
One can hope.
오른쪽 salute sign 우리의 connection 아무도 모르게 하나 been missing an action you and I babe yeah. This brand new avenue 새로운 길 개척 I'm going my way 난 나만의 길로 너는 나 hey can't stop and yellow you trapped in my zone 다리 개는 없듯 쉬고는 없어 there ain't no answers bitch 일렬로 맞춰다 준비를 해 붉은색 빛으로 물들였네 안에 남은 것이 없도록 쏟아낸 후에 넣게 걱정이 더 자랑했지만 name 넘어져도 다시 일어났네 오른손 draw salute. Only yes, a lot of me. Bra-ta-ta-ta. Solid. Solid. I wish you my paradise 출구가 없어 no way out 이제 막 시작인 girl We got a long way to go baby 기다리다 놓치고 후회하지는 않게 The only way is to say yeah
The boys. I can tell you looking at me, I know what you... Remember that song by Girls' Generation, The Boys?
Oh, was it The Boys or was it I Got a Boy?
No, man, the song was called The Boys. That was released in 2011 by Girls' Generation.
I remember I Got a Boy.
Man, way off, man. It was summer around that time. Yeah, you're off probably like 2 years, I think. I think you're off for like 2 years, man. But I think... What did you think of The Boys with the Z?
You know what? I am not sure because I missed this one too, sadly.
Oh, man. You gotta do your homework next time, man. You're gonna get an F on this project. I actually watched this one. It was actually very, very fun. Because I've been listening to those guys for quite a while. At the time, I think with the ex-girlfriend, we used to jam out to those guys all the time. With them in the truck, we listen to them all the time. I do like them a lot. They're going to be the next Monsta X.
Do you have a favorite song by them then?
Oh man, I don't even know. I got so many. I got to check my playlist. I just go on to YouTube Music and I just push shuffle for, or push radio for a random group, and then a bunch of songs came out. Well, that's how I discovered those guys, because I think I pressed radio for GOT7 and then The Boys came up.
Might be a calling.
It was pretty fun. Good high candy, I guess, into that.
My friends and I always jokingly say that the Doughboys songs have the smell of capitalism, since many of their songs are amazing and easy to hear, and sounds like a lot of effort was put into making them. Even though there are 11 members in the group, their choreographies are not messy and their outfits are always on point as well. Here's The Stealer, one of my favorite songs by the Boys.
My mind. 너를 집힌 이 사건 속에 널 잡으려 해.
난 숨이 멎을 듯이 runaway 너를 완벽히 속이고 깔끔히 double check. 날 비춘 달빛에서 널 비춰보니 망가진 내 맘과 사라진 감각.
I'm not still 심장 가장 깊숙한 곳과 마주친 순간 pull the trigger 잔인하게 날 들어 trigger 넌 또 사라져
Ivy, we got a Colorado native here.
Is she?
Ivy. Yes, she's from Colorado.
I didn't know that.
Oh god, I hope I'm not wrong.
I hope you're right.
But she's American born. Yeah, she's the Korean Beyonce, and I do agree with that. She's incredibly talented, and it breaks my heart that she's, you know, not in the mainstream yet. But I've liked her since I'm Mr. Simple, so I got into her back whenever she came out with what is the name? Heaven. I really enjoyed Heaven a lot. I Will Show You was an incredible good song, and she looks incredible. She's very beautiful.
Yeah.
She looks healthy, and you know, she's just incredible. The last song she came out with was I Will Show You. No, I'm sorry. Wait, it's called Room Shaker. That I know, but there's probably no other ones that came out since then. But I do want her to go back to her Heaven days. What is like? It was like heaven.
Yeah, I haven't listened to Ailey in a long time. I know.
Whoa, Ailey.
I think it's pronounced Ailey.
Oh, it's pronounced Ailey.
I think so. I've been calling her Ailey. Oh. I don't know. I don't know if it's right or not.
Oh man, I've been calling her Ailey for like the past 9 years.
It's one of the two.
Oh. Oh man, I'm sorry, Ailey. Very sorry, but yes, she's incredibly talented, and I hope to see more. Well, I do want to see more of her.
I'm 99% sure, well, 1% is for rare exceptions, that every K-pop loving Koreans have a special place in heart for Ailey. Her vocal range is amazing, and her songs are always epic. But after she ended her contract with her former company, YMC, there are rumors that the company had prevented her from appearing on music shows and other TV shows. I hope that I will be able to see more of her in various reality shows and music shows, and will be even more successful. Here's I Will Show You by Ailey.
Yeah.
Blue's Clues. Did you like that show?
I did. I used to watch it as a kid.
All right. So what about the artist Blue? B-L-O-O.
I do not know Blue, so I have no clue.
Oh man, you are missing out, man. You are missing out. That guy is like the king.
I've heard of, what is it? Ocean from the Blue. I think he. Yeah, he's. If you go back to one of my podcasts back, I think like maybe like 2-3 podcasts back of when I did it, I did a mix for my special song. It was like a 15-minute mix of like all these artists, and Ocean from the Blue was on there, and he had a really good voice.
Yeah, he's quite a talented guy. I liked Come and Kiss Me, I'm the One, Drama, and I think there's another one called Drive Through, and When I Smoke. That's a song. When I Smoke.
I think Drive Through was the one that got me. Yeah.
But yeah, he's quite a good guy. Yeah, I think I remember since we were on our way to Whataburger. If you happen to be from Texas and you'll get that reference. But yeah, we would like at 1 a.m. we'd be listening to that guy. Like it was very soothing music. The good old days, Mr. Jeremy. The good old days.
No, no, no. No, downtown, baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby, without you, I can't do this. 너는 나의 downtown, baby. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby, without you, I can't do this anymore. 6.28 너 집번호. 네 집 앞이니까 나와, let's roll. 시간 아까우니 잡아 나의 두 손. I don't wanna let go. 핑크 머리 세게 피어싱은 세게 너는 좋아했지 나의 팔 베개 우린 서로 아파 아는 짓도 나빠 하나밖에 없는 downtown baby 너는 나의 downtown baby야 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야 baby without you I can't do this 너는 나의 downtown baby야 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야 Baby without you I can't do this anymore 영화 보고 let's drink all night long 담배 한 대 피며 talk all night long 힘든 일이 있을 땐 내게 와일러 너의 얇은 팔로 감싸 나를 사이로 지금 아프더라도 it's alright 시간은 다 지나가 it's alright 항상 그랬지 넌 손발이 차가워 그래서 내게 말했지 빨리 안아줘 I'll make you rich 조금만 기다려 너가 없는 날에는 raining I'll do anything 조금만 기다려 맑았던 하늘도 다시 보니 gray 다시 보니 gray 술도 한잔 못해 또 너와 날 만나 와인을 사와 술도 한잔 못해 또 너와 날 만나 마음이 아파 너는 나의 downtown baby야 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야 Baby without you I can't do this 너는 나의 downtown baby야 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야 Baby without you I can't do this anymore
It's okay, baby. 항상 같은 자리에서 있을게. It's okay, baby. 널 위해 내 핸드폰을 켜놓을게. It's okay, baby. 항상 같은 자리에서 있을게. It's okay, baby. 널 위해 내 핸드폰을 켜놓을게. 너는 나의 downtown baby야. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby without you I can't do this. 너는 나의 downtown baby야. 너의 눈은 밤하늘의 별이야. 매일마다 꾸고 싶은 꿈이야. Baby without you I can't do this anymore.
누누나나나 누누나나나. What did you think of Jesse?
Jesse was, wow, so I came back when Jesse was performing, and it was amazing for me, because I really love Jesse. I don't really like Nunanana as much as some of her other songs, but her performance there, I really liked it when she brought up Alexa and Kevin. I thought that was pretty cute. She got them to come up there, since, I mean, it's only like them two there, with like the other people working there, so having them in the background while Jesse singing Nunanana was pretty nice.
Yeah, well, I actually like Nunanana. It was. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I think it's my favorite song.
I think she got some other ones that I like.
She's been on for quite a while.
She has, yeah.
I think she was originally going to debut, or was training to be a member of Girls' Generation.
Was she? Because I know she's been in Korea for quite a while. Because I know she was trying to debut.
You know, it's one of those things that I heard from a friend, from a friend, from a friend, from a friend. It's kind of one of those things that I heard from Martians or something like that. So who knows? I probably just made that up for all I know. But who knows? Like, what do you think Girls' Generation would have been like if Jesse was the 10th member?
Oh, man, that definitely changed the whole group.
I could imagine her singing G. Yes, I like her quite a bit. She's pretty cool. But I liked her performance a lot. They were very fun to watch.
It was.
I'm trying to give you something more.
I'm trying to give you something more.
So come with me and fly away, 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 away.
Grasso nan, no, 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 no.
Too much.
Oh, baby, what's it got to buy?
I could give you everything, anything. Baby, can you handle it?
More I done, still don't give a what. My middle, kiss the girl that they talking about me. More I know, more I kind of at you.
그래서 난 눈눈하나.
I'm trying to give you something.
This guy has been out forever. Rain. Are you familiar with that guy?
Somewhat. Yeah, I've heard him way back when he... Okay, maybe not when he debuted, but a little after he debuted, I used to listen to him. And then he kind of stopped. And then I kind of stopped. And it's nice to see him back again. Because, I mean, he looked like he has never aged. He still got that great bod. I'm like, dang, Rain. What is your diet? let me get on that plan.
I agree, but he's one handsome devil.
Yeah, he is.
No, I got into that guy like a million years ago. And I think he was in a drama. Who knows, maybe I'm remembering it wrong. And there were so many songs he did. I just can't remember who he's been on. Just can't remember, man. But I did enjoy the performance quite a bit, you know. The guy still looks like he did back in 2005.
Yeah. He still got the moves. That's for sure.
Still got the moves, baby. Alright, Jeremy, whenever the world opens up again,
yes,
you know, they got more concerts, let's go to one, you and I.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Let's do it. But you gotta show for the whole thing, man. You can't just show for like two of the songs.
Oh, no,
you
no,
can't
no,
just
no,
bail
no.
If I'm going, gotta show, man.
Yeah, if I'm going to a physical concert, I'm staying. I'm going
perfect,
there
man.
Early, getting some merch. Maybe do another giveaway. Who knows? We'll see.
Right on, man. Right on. We could be a t-shirt and give me some t-shirt. Mm-hmm. We could be a t-shirt and like a, you know, like a little one of those little light sticks.
Ooh, that would be nice to give away. Because I think my first giveaway I did was when I went to the Twice concert for the Twice lights. And I gave away a Twice poster that I got from there. It's a really high quality poster. It's really nice.
Wow, what a lucky winner.
Yeah, I know, right?
What a lucky winner. Well, online concerts are definitely, it's definitely a thing. And it's amazing that, you know, that it's working out for the most part. Like, yeah, you're not getting the real experience that you do from a regular concert, but it doesn't matter because you still get to see your favorite artists live. You get to see them, you know, at least, you know, nobody, you don't get to worry about getting trampled or something like that. But it's I definitely want to attend more of these online concerts. Shout out Monsta X. I got a Love Killer tattoo on me. I mean, I know I'm gonna regret it later, but it's cool right now.
You're never gonna regret that. It's Monsta X.
I kid you not, man. I got one. It hurt, but I got one, man.
It was worth the pain. It was worth to go
worth
through.
The pain, man. Shout out Monsta X, Love Killer. But definitely online concerts are really, really great. And, you know, I mean, they survived the pandemic, and it's a, you know, it's just for those who, if you happen to live in a country where your favorite group won't happen to ever visit, you know, this online concert is a great way. And, you know, I really enjoyed this one. It's my first one going to. And, you know, hopefully we'll have many more. Many more. Shout out Monsta X.
Yeah, I hope they also have more as well. Because even if we have to, like, pay a little bit, I wouldn't mind paying a little bit to help support them. Because, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course, man.
Gotta support them somehow since they can't travel.
Yeah, of course, man. I buy the CDs, yeah. Man. I even buy those little Kakao Talk stickers.
Ooh, I don't have those.
I got a G-Friend one, and I got a Twice one, and I got a Red Velvet one. Gotta make sure Wendy eats.
Yeah, one of my newest pickups that I got recently. I know it doesn't really pertain to the concert, but it's a different concert. It was like called, I think it was like K-Con, I think. Yeah, no, it's K-Contact. So yeah, I think they also do like, they used to do like physical concerts as well, I believe. I got one of their special packages. I think it was with Everglow. So I got that in the mail not too long ago, and the box was signed by one of the members, and it was pretty nice. They had some other artists there too that they had like photos of within the box. And then I got a little keychain with the K-Contact logo on there, and it had like a little voice recording. So then I would press it and it would have one of the members voice recording a memo on there. I think that was pretty nice. Maybe I'll show it off one day.
Definitely do, man. Definitely do. Well, I like the idea where you can, because they had like a little chat box, and you can send in like little messages,
yeah,
to your groups. Like I sent one to Momola on the radio. What I should have been sending is Nancy, will you marry me? She sent it over and over and over until she said yes. Over and over, and then sent one to Rain, be like, Rain, will you be my best man?
Might have to do one of those paid ones. Those paid love hearts or whatever.
That's right. Yeah. Well, it was very fun because it gives you like more of a, like a closer interaction,
yeah,
you know, where you send, you know, where, like the fact that your favorite artist got to see this little message you sent them.
Yeah, man.
It was very fun. So online concerts are definitely the future, and I definitely want to go to some. Yeah, I want to go to them in the future and see. Well, you know, shout out Monsta X. But definitely do that.
The final song is Starry Nights by DJ Soda. She communicates frequently with her fans on Twitter, and it is really heartwarming to see all the positive and supporting comments about her performances and also her delighted reactions toward these comments. As most of her performances are directed toward people dancing at the club, I feel that it would have been difficult for her to perform with no audience, but her good-natured personality had brightened up the Yesi Jipsa Hall.
You're the only one. There's something missing. shooting star I see across the sky. I won't make a wish to get your love tonight. Even if you're miles away, I'll find a way to make you mine. You're my shooting star. If I'm the only one who'll be there by your side, will you let me make another wish tonight? You're my shooting star. Oh, you're my shooting star. Shooting star.
As always, if you want to send in your request for any songs, you can send us your requests at our website at ktop10.org. To make sure you don't miss out on any new episodes we upload, you can follow us on our social media accounts through Facebook, Twitter. Our handle is ktop10pod. Also, you can turn on the notification and the auto-download for your podcast app of choice.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.